Assisi Project. I am Patrick, a sinner, a most simple countryman, the least of all the faithful of God. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "Love one another as I have loved you." And you are my friends if you do what I command. A friend, then, is one who loves another. A friend is true and loyal. A friend is one who shares a bond of mutual respect, support, and affection. Pope Francis says, "Friendship is not a fleeting or passing relationship, but rather a stable, firm, and faithful bond that matures over time." Henry Nouwen writes, "When we honestly ask ourselves which person in our lives means the most to us, we often find that it is one who, instead of giving much advice, solutions, or cures, chooses to share our pain and touch our wounds with a gentle and tender hand." Saint Francis of Assisi has such a friend. Her name is Jacqueline Sedisoli, but Francis calls her Brother Jacoba. Jacoba is born in Rome and marries a wealthy nobleman. She is widowed at a young age. Contrary to custom, her late husband leaves his entire estate to his wife, not his two sons. In discerning her family's future, Jacoba longs to meet Francis of Assisi, the poor man and penitent whose reputation for holiness has spread to the Eternal City. Jacoba longs for his advice about how to reconcile her faith and vocation to poverty with her family's wealth and privilege. Tradition teaches that Jacoba meets Francis in Rome. They quickly forge a lasting friendship. Jacoba offers hospitality to Francis and his followers. Francis provides Jacoba with spiritual direction. He advises her to care for her family, to keep control over her family's vast wealth. He also advises her to balance that wealth with the disciplines of prayer, penance, and fasting. Francis tells Jacoba that the spirit of poverty can be lived and understood in terms of gratitude. All that we are, all that we have, all that we might become are graces from God. All is gift. All is blessing. We are nothing. God is everything. In this spirit, Brother Jacoba lives modestly within an atmosphere of luxury. Francis inspires Jacoba, and Jacoba inspires Francis. Francis conceives the idea that lay people can follow his example but remain in the world. The rule of the Third Order is not formalized until long after her death, but Jacoba is almost certainly the first laywoman to live by its rule. Prayer, penance, poverty, care for the poor, care for the sick, compassion and solidarity with all creatures. Francis tells Jacoba, "A perfect life can be lived anywhere. Poverty is everywhere. Charity is everywhere." To this end, Brother Jacoba opens a hospice for lepers and a hostel for pilgrims. The climax of Jacoba's life of discipleship coincides with the death of her friend Francis. According to legend, Jacoba is praying. A voice from heaven says, "Francis lays dying. Go to him. Do not delay." The voice tells her to pack candles, incense, coarse linen for a burial shroud, and ingredients for the saint's favorite almond cookies. Jacoba travels in haste to Assisi. She arrives at St. Mary of the Angels, the small chapel known as the Little Portion. Francis is gravely ill. He is dying. Because Jacoba is a woman, she is denied entry. But St. Francis calls out, "Let Brother Jacoba come in. Our rules do not apply to her." After his death, Francis is wrapped and buried in Jacoba's linen shroud. She never returns to Rome. She remains in Assisi for the rest of her life. Inspired by St. Francis, she lives in prayer, penance, and poverty. Jacoba lives the gospel, shares God's love, and rebuilds the church. Her good works include countless acts of anonymous charity. Jacoba Sedisoli dies on February 8, 1273. She leaves behind no writings. She leaves behind no religious order. No churches are built in her name. And yet, she is venerated as a saint by Franciscans all around the world. Her beatification is confirmed by Pope Benedict XV in 1921. Blessed Jacoba Sedisoli rests in peace near the tomb of St. Francis. She sleeps, but her heart is awake. She stands watch over the tomb of the saint and their dear friends, brothers Leo, Rufino, Maceo, and Angelo. Blessed Jacoba Sedisoli, friend of Francis, follower of the poor Christ. In loving memory of her life and legacy, we pray. Most High God, Creator of heaven and earth, Master of the universe, from your closeness, compassion, and tenderness, you created the gift of friendship as a special blessing for all your children. From your boundless mercy, you share this gift as an instrument of peace and fraternity in our sick and suffering world. All good and gracious God, through the prayers of Blessed Jacoba Sedisoli, friend and follower of Saint Francis, may we learn to love you, love each other, and so become true disciples of the poor Christ, who gave himself for us and for all peoples. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Saint Francis of Assisi, pray for us. Saint Clare of Assisi, pray for us. Our Lady of the Angels, pray for us. Blessed Jacoba of Sedisoli, pray for us. Pope Francis, pray for us. Founded in 2007, the Assisi Project is a fellowship of Franciscans in spirit with friends and followers around the world. We are dedicated to helping believers of all ages more faithfully live the gospel of Christ in the spirit of St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi. We are also dedicated to promoting a devotion to Pope Francis as a patron of peace, mercy, and fraternity in our sick and suffering world. Your generous support is much appreciated. Learn more at assisiproject.com. Thanks for listening. May God bless you, and may the Lord give you peace. This audio recording was produced by the Assisi Project. Copyright 2026. All rights reserved.